this disgraceful thing. Look here, my virgin daughter and his concubine. I'll bring them out to you now, and you can use them and do to them whatever you wish, but to this man, don't do such a disgraceful thing. But the man would not listen to him, so the man who's the Levite took his concubine and sent her outside to them, and they raped her and abused her and throughout the night, and at dawn they let her go. At daybreak, the woman went back to the house where the master was staying, fell down at the door and lay there until daytime. When her master got up in the morning and opened the door of the house and stepped out to continue on his way, there lay his concubine falling in the doorway of the house with her hands on the threshold. He said to her, "Get up, let's go." But there was no answer. Then the man put her on his donkey and set out for home. The girl was dead. When he reached home, he took a knife, cut up his concubine limb by limb into 12 parts and sent them into all the areas of Israel. Everyone who saw it, such a thing has never seen or done before. Not since the day the Israelites came up out of Egypt. Listen now, listen now, listen to this. Think about it. Consider it. Tell us what to do. The devil has come and pounded the doors in our house, in our churches, in our nation, and we have let him in. He kicked the door and came and ravaged our house, came and ravaged our church, came and ravaged our nation. He came asking for our young people to rape them, and he's done just that. The devil knocks, and he brought in our house wickedness and immorality. Oh God, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. He has not only knocked on the door and asked. He has pounded the door, knocked it off, destroyed it, and fully came in our midst and do whatever he did. He have ravaged our children. He have raped our young people. That no one is virgin anymore. And being virgin is an abnormal thing. He have come and ravaged our television industry, our government, our school system. And even the church is bringing it and ravaging it and destroying it. When are you going to rise up and stand and gather like the children of Israel and say, what are we going to do? Let's consider this. What are we going to do? The devil have come and pound and destroy and killed millions of our babies without mercy. He has convinced mothers to kill their own babies and convinced the government to approve it. The devil has pounded the door and came in with pornography in our television, even in the regular channels. He pounded in and came in our media system that all you see in the media is lawlessness and wickedness and lust and pride. He came in our school system that you cannot bring a Bible and tell about Jesus and witness there. If you go and witness, they'll put you in jail. The devil has come and pounded our door and he has done ravage our nation. He has come in our government system that they could not speak the name of God anymore. If they do, they're politically incorrect. The devil has came and pounded in our doors and came in our house and stolen our teenagers. Most teenagers used to go to church, but the time when they reach teenage adulthood, they'll leave the church. The devil has come and pounded the doors of our church and came in and ravaged our church and brought in homosexual to preach and brought in something that we've never even imagined before. The devil has come and destroyed our beliefs, destroyed the kingdom of God. He has set up his kingdom in every state, major cities in America. When you go in the main streets of every city, you see the devil's kingdom. You see wild horse salon. You see crazy girls' nights. You see even in Nashville, the largest adult book in the world. I'm here tonight distributing the limbs of little babies who's been killed. I'm here tonight distributing what the devil has stolen and telling you, pleading to you, let's do something about it. Let's consider it. Let's rise up. Then the Israelites from Dan to Beersheba and from the land of Gilead came out as one man and assembled before the Lord in Mizpah. The church has to assemble. The church has to unify. The church has to give up himself. The church has to be purged and broken down and come and assemble together and have one vision, one purpose, and to follow their leader. Right now, I'm going to tell you a key. Oh, I dare God that he will muster up armies and valiant men to fight against this demonic force that have ravaged our nation. Oh, I pray to God that there are valiant men longing for the kingdom of God to come. The word of God said, my word will not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that's what I am pleased to do. Every word in the Bible is true. Every word in the Bible is powerful. That's why men who are not even living godly lives steal the principles and they get successful. Most businessmen apply the principles of the Bible and they become success because it's a principle. The word of God said, if my people, oh, we are in the days of revival. Oh, I dare for people to cry out to God. Oh, I dare for people to open their eyes and see where they are, that they are swimming in the sea of perversion, that they are not comfortable anymore, that God is going to come someday and judge every nation that is not living for him. Because when Israel rebelled against him, he brought armies to destroy him. When Rome rebelled against him, God brought him down. When is America going to return to God? If America don't return to God, what's wrong? Because the hand of God will do what he has done before. So the Bible said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Humble themselves. Humble themselves. Humble themselves. Oh, humble themselves. We have to humble ourselves and make ourselves nothing. We have to humble ourselves like John. John said, I must decrease, but oh God, you must increase. We have to humble ourselves and pray. Because prayer is the key to revival. When you come to pray, you'll get humble. When you come to pray, you'll get sanctified. When you come to pray, you'll be purified. When you come to pray, you'll see the glory of God. Yet, we're not doing it. If we know that prayer is the key to revival, then why is our nation not doing it? Then why? There's no prayer everywhere. Then why have we forsaken? I've heard a Chinese evangelist went back to his country and told his congregation, I commend America for doing a great deal without God. What we've done is hype. What we've done is emotionalism. What we've done is apply the principle, but we have not turned to God. We are becoming like those Israelites, Pharisees, and Sadducees. They search the scripture, but their heart is not toward God. So pray. When your boss asks you to show up for 5 o'clock in the morning, surely you would show up. Where is your priority? Where is your priority? I'm here tonight. You might throw balls at me or rocks, but I want revival. When your employer asks you to stay here late, you would do it. Where's your priority? Is God is your center of your focus? Is God permeated you that whatever he asks you to do, you will do it? But no, we have changed it. Whatever our boss tells us to do, we do it. We have so far gone from the principles and revivals of the Bible that it doesn't matter if I miss the prayer meeting. It doesn't matter if I miss the service because after all, I have to make money and pay my tithe. But that's not the real principle. I pray that America will have prayer meeting all across this nation. The churches will open up their doors at 6 o'clock in the morning, and hundreds of people will flood down to the altar and cry out for revival, because they've seen the glory. They've seen what is need to be done. They've seen and consider it, and they're serious about it. I believe as we pray, God will visit our nation. I believe that God is going to visit us again. I believe. If I'm the only one coming here in the morning, if I'm the only one staying up late at night, if I'm the only one crying out to God, let it be. Let me die crying out to God. Oh God, send your fire. Send your revival in this place. Let it start in this place. I remember when we were young men and just little group in here, that we're crying out, that we come here every Friday night and pray all night, that we pound a door and kick the walls of the devil's hindrance, and we came into your kingdom. We came into your glory. Oh God, I long for those days again when the trailer seems like lifted up and went into the heavenlies. I long for a day when God will visit us again. Oh, I believe there are valiant men and women in this place that is hungry and thirsty for revival. Oh, I believe that we are going to experience that even in this place. And I pray to God that God will give us the strength, God will give us the passion, and God will give us a power to accomplish what God has given us. Desire in the name of Jesus. Amen.